John chapter 11, 1 to 6. Now there was a certain man who was sick. Lazarus from Bethany, of the village of Mary and his sister Martha. It was that Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom you love is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, in order that the Son of God may be glorified therein. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he remained at that time in the place where he was for 2 days.
Now we come to the last case. This case is not in a Judaic fold. It is outside of it. After the Lord went out of Jerusalem, he went to a home in Bethany of one brother and two sisters who loved him very much. Before he came, something happened in his home. The brother, Lazarus, became seriously ill, and the sisters sent a message to the Lord, which means that they prayed to him. There is nothing wrong with prayer. If you are in trouble, you must send a message to the Lord. At any time, you can send a word to Him. You may send Him the information about any situation. Chapter 11 serves a specific purpose. It shows us that besides the opposition of religion, human opinions are the strongest frustration to life. Throughout the foregoing chapters, the problem that life faced was with religion. As we have seen, in every chapter, life was opposed by religion. However, there is no religion in chapter 11. But there is another kind of frustration, the frustration from human opinion. What is revealed in this chapter that frustrates the resurrection power of the Lord? It is the human opinion. This chapter vividly portrays how the human opinions frustrate the Lord's resurrection life. Once human opinions are subdued, resurrection life is manifested. This is not a matter in religion, but in the church at the home in Bethany, which is the miniature of the church life. In Jerusalem, you are in religion. In Bethany, you are in the local church. In Jerusalem, you have religion. In the local church, you have the problem of human opinions. In chapters 1 through 10, Christ's life is fully revealed and at the same time, religion is exposed. Now in chapter 11, Christ's resurrection life is unfolded, but at the same time, human opinions are brought to the surface. Although there is no problem of religion in the church, there is nevertheless another kind of hindrance, the hindrance of human opinion. The Lord is the resurrection life, but he is hindered by the opinions. This chapter is filled with human opinions. Martha and Mary considered that the Lord should have come immediately. This was their opinion, but the Lord never acts on the basis of anyone's opinion. He always acts according to his own will. They thought that the Lord should have come immediately, but the Lord purposely stayed away for 2 more days.